In this week's parasha, the Torah begins its discussion of Dinei Tzaras. The initial procedure for dealing with any type of Tzaras is the same. That if a nega is found either on a person's body or a beged or on a home, and there are no clear simanei tuma in the nega, then the kohen is maskir the nega shivas yom. He quarantines the person or the beged or the bayis for 7 days. And then after the week, the kohen looks at the nega again to see if any simanei tuma have developed. What's interesting is that even if in the middle of the week the nega became a little bit lighter in its appearance, which is a siman tara, if the nega was keha, as the pasuk says, if it becomes lighter, so that's a siman tara. Nevertheless, the nega cannot be declared tar until the end of the week. The mitzvah has to wait until the end of the week to have the kohen come back to look at the nega to see that it's become lighter and to declare the nega as tar. The question is why? Why is it necessary to wait till the end of the week for the kohen to come back to declare the nega tahar if there are simanei tara in the nega? Once the nega is tahar physically, once the simanei tara have appeared, so then lechora, the nega should be able to be declared tahar right now. Why does he have to wait? Why does the mitzvah have to wait until the end of the week for the kohen to come back to declare the nega tahar? Sefer HaChinuch explains that the purpose of this hesker, of quarantining the mitzvah for the week, is to bring the mitzvah to tshuva, to enable him to do a proper tshuva. We know Chazal say that tzaras comes as a punishment for chet. The Gemara in Erechin and Daf Tezayin enumerates 7 different averos that can cause tzaras, the most famous of which, of course, is Lashon Hara, but there are others. The Gemara mentions other averos as well. The purpose of being maskir the mitzvah for a week is to give him time to contemplate, to think about what he's done wrong, to be mefashpesh b'maisav, to analyze his actions carefully so that he can figure out what needs to be corrected. That's why he has to wait for a full week. He can't become tahar now just because his nega looks tahar. He first has to wait the week. And sometimes he has to wait a second week as well so that he'll be able to do a tshuva shleima. Because hirhurei tshuva don't happen instantaneously. They don't happen in one fell swoop. It takes time. The person has to invest time and effort to ponder and to think. He first has to prepare himself for tshuva. Because change doesn't happen by itself. It takes hachana, it takes a preparation for the person to be able to achieve a tshuva shleima. Because only when a person works on himself and he does a hachana, then his tshuva can be lasting. There's a deep lesson in this halacha. And that is, if we want any experience in Ruchnius to make a lasting impression, we have to invest time and effort into it. It doesn't happen by itself. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to do a hachana, a proper hachana, to prepare properly. Because only then will we be transformed by the experience. You know, we're now just a week or so before the Yom Tov of Pesach. Of all the Yomim Tovim, Pesach is probably the Yom Tov that's most associated with the concept of Hachan. The halacha that Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag, Shalom V'Doshim, Hilchas Hachag, the 30 days before any Yom Tov, we start to talk about the halachas of the Yom Tov. That rule is derived from Hilchas Pesach. Pesach is the source of that halacha. At this time, many people are involved in cleaning up the homes for Pesach, as a hachana for bedikas chametz, which in itself is a hachana for bir chametz. And then, of course, there are those individuals that bake their own matzahs. That's a big hachana. It takes a lot of time and effort and know-how and insight to bake the matzahs properly. A hachana to prepare the matzahs for the Seder night. And then there are all the other preparations for the Seder. Preparing the different food items for the Seder and the table itself. And just so much to do in preparation for Pesach. Why is that? Why is there so much hachana for the Yom Tov of Pesach? The Ramban has a famous comment in Parshas Emor. He says that Pesach and Shavuos are not two different Yomim Tovim. They're not two distinct Yomim Tovim. But rather, Shavuos is actually the culmination of Pesach. That's why Shavuos is called Atzeres b'loshon Chazal. Atzeres miloshon Tzium Ugmar. The word Atzeres means to stop. It's the culmination. It's a culmination of something. Right? The word Atzeres implies that Shavuos is the culmination of Pesach. Pesach is not a standalone Yom Tov. Pesach is not an independent Yom Tov. It's really the beginning of a process. It's the beginning of a Yom Tov that ends with Kabbalah Sator. It ends with Shavuos. The Ramban is telling us that the Cheiros of Yetzias Mitzrayim is incomplete until we have a Kabbalah Sator. You can't have a full Cheiros of Yetzias Mitzrayim without a Kabbalah Sator. So Pesach cannot be viewed as an independent Yom Tov. It has to be just the beginning of a Yom Tov that culminates with Kabbalah Sator, with the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And maybe that's the reason why Hachana plays such a critical role, such a crucial role in the Yom Tov of Pesach. Because we know Kabbalah Satorah cannot happen without a Hachana. That's what the Ramban himself says. That the Yemei HaSfira are like a cholo shel moed between Pesach and Shavuos. It's quite a lotion of the Ramban. Yemei HaSfira, days of Sfira Sa'omer between Pesach and Shavuos, that's a cholo moed, so to speak, between Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach and Shavuos are two bookends of one Yom Tov that culminates with Kabbalah Sator. And maybe that's why Hachana is so much a part of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Because if Pesach is going to be the beginning of Kabbalah Sator, of a process leading to Shavuos, to Kabbalah Sator, then just like Kabbalah Sator has to have Hachana, Pesach has to have Hachana as well. And perhaps this is the deeper meaning behind the Pasuk in Parshas Bo. The Pasuk says, Achodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodoshim, that Nisan is Rosh Chodoshim, that's the first month of the year. Nisan is the first month of the year. We paskin b'tishrei nivra ha'ola. The world was created in Tishrei. That's why in the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah we say Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. Ze Hayom Tchilas Maasecha Zikaron Liyom Rishon. Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation. The world was created in Tishrei, the first of Tishrei. So it's hard to say that Nisan is the Rosh Chodashim. That's the Rosh L'chol HaChodashim. Terms of the Bria? Not really. Tishrei seems to be Rishon Hu Lochem L'chod She'ashana for the Bria. Nor is Nisan the month of Kabbalah Sator. That Chus is reserved for Chodesh Sivan. So what is it about Nisan? Why is Nisan viewed as Rishon L'chod She'ashana? Why does it have more chashivas than the rest of the months of the year? The answer, says Rav Moshe, in the Sefer Drash Moshe, is that Nisan is the beginning of the process of Hachana for Kabbalah Sator. And without Hachana, there can be no Kabbalah Sator. We know Rashi writes at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis that what is the word Bereishis? Bereishis bara Elokim. What does Bereishis mean? Bishvil HaTorah Shenikreis Bereishis. That the world was created for the sake of Torah. The whole kiyum of the world is only because of Torah. The world exists because of Kabbalah Sator. And Kabbalah Sator is dependent on a person preparing himself to receive the Torah. Without a Hachana, you can't have a Kabbalah Sator. So Nisa, which is the beginning of the process of Hachana for Kabbalah Sator. We're starting the process now. The month of Nisan, we're starting the process of Hachana for Kabbalah Sator. Nisan is the first month. It's the Rishon L'Chodshei Hashana. It's the first month of the year because it's the beginning of the process of Hachana for Kabbalah Sator, which is why the world was created in the first place. That's the Iker month. Nisan is the Iker month because it's the beginning of the process of Hachana for Kabbalah Sator. Hachana is such an important element in the Aliyah of a Ben Torah. And we know that. We know when we come to Seder and we give it our all in Seder, we really invest time and effort into learning. So Shir is different. We can understand Shir differently. And we can ask a good kasha, to trip up a Rebbe in Shir with a good kasha if you come to Seder. When there's a good Hachana, so then it's a totally different Talmud Torah. When we prepare for davening, we're uplifted by the experience so much more. When we prepare for a Shabbos properly, we enter into Shabbos with a totally different mindset. Hachana is so critical. It's such a critical element. It's really the key to any accomplishment in life, but especially Ruchnis. Hachana is such a key element if we want to grow, if we want to accomplish. And this is one of the messages of Parshas Tazria. It's one of the messages of Dinei Tzaras. It's one of the messages of the Yom Tov of Pesach. When we invest time and effort into Talmud Torah, when we invest time and effort into any mitzvahs, we connect much more with Torah and mitzvahs. And by doing so, we become elevated and transformed by the experience. Good Shabbos.